And in 3, 2, 1, we have liftoff.
You are listening to the Discerning Eye Podcast, discerning all things cannabis, with your hosts, Alan Villatoro, Aaron Luna, and Brianna Grignon.
It's going to be a great start.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of the Discerning Eye. We are here at the Summit Lounge, where you are going to encounter some background noises that we cannot control. So I repeat, we cannot control. Nonetheless, we have some fantastic guests here today who are going to educate us. And I'm going to let everybody introduce themselves, starting from my left. That's you.
I'm Aaron Luna.
I'm Brianna Grignon.
Courtney Eater.
Courtney Eater. So I had to ask how to pronounce it right, because I wanted to make sure I did. And you are joining us today from...
Wanna Brands.
All right. Woo! Wanna Brands. We're excited.
I am too.
Wanna Brands. Some of us have heard of Wanna Brands. Some of us haven't. For those of us that haven't, it's a pretty big company. I mean, in terms of like, you guys have... You know what you're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And we're pretty...
They know what they're doing.
Well, I would argue that you know what you're doing, you know,
yeah.
You bring a good level of expertise, which we were just fortunate enough to learn about. So that's kind of why we're excited to sit here and learn a little bit more about you and your expertise and how you're going to, you know, really bring this Wanna brand out to the market here, and how us at the Discern, we were able to, you know, identify each other, and we were able to learn a little bit more about you and, you know, talk about why we're excited about your brand.
Yes, I love it. Thank you so much for the opportunity of being here. Like, one, we're just having fun, right? And two, we get to talk about something that we're all passionate about. So thank you.
Yeah, cannabis is something I think we're all very passionate about. I think it's... you know, it's coming, it's becoming much more acceptable for us to be able to have this discussion out in public without having, you know, that, leery eyes. So, edibles and, I guess, consumables and that method are a great way for people to dip their toes back in the water and, you know, it's an easy way that we're all familiar with. I mean, everybody knows how to eat something, how to consume something in that manner. So, but even better, you guys have some amazing flavors.
Absolutely.
Right?
So Courtney, you work for a gummy company, right? A well-known gummy company.
Yep.
But my biggest question to you is, you know, number one, why did you join this company? Because it's a very big name, and you're, you know, with your background, which is another topic, but...
Yeah, we gotta dive into that.
That's a whole other segment, but I think with your background, with what you do, what makes Wanna different, and what made you want to join a company that specifically focuses on gummies?
Yeah.
Like, what made you so invested? What made Wanna so different?
That's such a good question. Early on, it was Nancy Whiteman for me. We're a female-founded company. She found the company in Boulder, Colorado in 2010. And, you know, it was brought to her in a way where she had a young daughter. Her daughter had a play date. And the father of this child, you know, they were just catching up. It was kind of post-recession. He had been in commercial real estate. And she said, "What are you working on?" And he said, "You know, I don't know that, you know, you might not approve. I don't know if I'll share that with you." And she's like, "No, you know, try me. Like, tell me what you got." And he's like, "Well, I'm starting in this like cannabis kitchen kind of area, and we're starting to make soda." And so this is 2010, and this is in Colorado, where legalization, like, I look at Colorado and I'm like, they set the tone for the rest of our country.
Right.
And 2010, we're talking 12 years ago that they're having this conversation. And how progressive is she? And how open and curious is she? And also, cannabis was something she enjoyed in her life. And I think I saw a lot of the reasons I originally got in, which was just to help educate and to connect with the customer at the end of the day, and really help people see and appreciate cannabis as a whole, because it has had so many powerful life-changing stories for me, good and bad, in my life. And if somebody's going to go out there and fight the hard fight, because it is a hard fight, like, we've been fighting against this for a very long time, like, let's go do this.
Really, since Prohibition, I mean,
yeah,
you know, it carries a stigma with it. You know, and I don't mean to, you know, cut off or...
No, cut off.
But I think, you know, I come from banking, mm-hmm. and it was one of those things where it's almost like you had to be a closet user.
Yeah.
And I really, really hate to use that term to say closet or user, you know, that because I feel like it carries a negative connotation
totally.
To it. But I feel like all those years in banking, my success, my ability to, you know, perform... You know, I was able to do that because I was able to, you know, keep my anxiety down,
yeah.
keep my, you know, myself in focus using cannabis. And, like, it's so frowned upon. And it's not something we can just talk about within the... Like, it wasn't until after I left the actual
yes.
cannabis industry that
yes.
people were comfortable with it. Like, hey, by the way,
mm-hmm.
You know, I'm kind of curious to learn more about why or how you use this.
Yes.
And how... I can, but it was just like, it's one of those things where it was like, you know, nobody really wanted to believe it, you know,
mm-hmm.
because I was in banking.
Yeah.
You know? But when I was out of it, they were like, oh, you're in the industry. Well, great, let's talk about it. Now let's talk about it. Whereas,
oh my gosh, still to this day, like I'll have friends who would rather call me than go to the licensed dispensary in their town because it's unfamiliar and unknown. And is there going to be a security door, or is it back in an area that, like, I don't necessarily where I am? It's not just here.
Am I going to lose my mortgage license?
Yeah.
Am I going to lose my LTC?
Oh my gosh, absolutely. And it's impactful. And so. I forget where we were going with that one, but I will say it's so important, even more so, to tell the message today, right? Oh my gosh, I made a boom.
I think the point of it was that we, you know, even without being in the industry, there's a stigma that, you know, if you use it, you have to look like a certain type of person.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, associate yourself as a type of person, and it's just... That's not the case. I mean, myself.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Absolutely. I found a passion for it when I was in college. And I remember I was the only female in this group of guys. They were called the High Council, and it was five dudes and me. And I figured out that I really liked to, like, start my day smoking. But I went to college with some people that I had gone to high school with too. Right. And it's like, that just followed you. She's a stoner. Like, oh, they're going to wake and bake. Like, oh, this whole thing that came with it. And then once you find the balance that worked for me, which looked very different than in the morning in college, there's a way for it to fit into your life,
right?
But in a balanced way,
right? And if you want to come at it from, like, the psychological standpoint, you know, it's the same concept as with young kids. You know, when you tell a kid that they're not going to succeed to anything, or, you know, they're not going to be anything, they often follow that path, or they're not going to be successful, and it's because of what they were told.
Putting
and
out in the world.
I think with cannabis too,
yeah.
though, you know, when I was younger, it had such a negative connotation with it, where it was like you're a stoner.
So
right. You wake up, you smoke weed. And I think that when I was younger, that did impact it. It made me think that, well, if I smoke cannabis, I should be consuming throughout the day. And I should be, you know, taking these smoke breaks throughout the day. And I think that, you know, it takes you to develop as a person in through this prohibition era
yes.
to kind of figure out what was the right way to do it. Because no one explained what the right way was. They only told you what the wrong way was.
Yes.
And that was the only way we had to follow. So with
what
that being said,
point.
You know, I think that we didn't. You know, this stigma that we're fighting, it's a lot, it goes hand in hand with stigmas in the world. And I
yes.
think that, you know, we, as people of who we are, we came from this area with all of us with different backgrounds that it was one of those negative things. But now, you know, we're in a stage where it's becoming legalized. And, you know, for instance, with Wana, they're not just a normal edible company. You guys make two different types of edibles. So you make, you know, your standard 2-hour activation max, but you also make your fast acting.
Yes.
So for the consumers, dive into the difference. What makes them different? What's the different effects? Like, what if I walked into a store today and never heard of it? What would you explain it to me as?
Oh my goodness. So if you're a brand new consumer, I'm going to say the best way to look at these two products is length of time.
Okay.
So do I want something that's going to kick in quicker? And it's going to leave my body entirely within 2 to 4 hours. Okay, we're going to talk fast acting. It's more of a social product. So you're walking
when
into party scenarios.
Fast acting,
yeah.
Are you saying, like, fast acting, like, within 30 seconds? Within, like,
kicks in pretty stinking fast. So 30 seconds in the cannabis industry for us is 15 to 20 minutes.
Okay.
10 to 20 minutes.
Which is still pretty quick.
Yeah, absolutely.
Especially
in the
edible space.
5 to 15 minutes. I messed up on my own fast acting.
I was
going to
say, even in the edible edible space. Because the edible space, you know, one of the biggest biggest challenges is overcoming that most people don't know when to dose it right.
Right.
Yeah.
And they may take one and then like 30 minutes later you're like, well, I don't feel anything, and take another, and then before you know it, you're an hour in and you've taken too much.
That's it. So the classic gummy has a very different technology and science behind it, which we can get into in a little bit. But it takes a little longer to kick in, and it's going to stick with you now for 4 to 6 hours. And so that's why I lead with what's the length of time? Because all of a sudden, we can turn cannabis into... the best experience I can draw a parallel to would be alcohol. If most people go and have a glass of wine, they know what they're signing up for. If they have one beer, they know what the effect's going to be. If they have one margarita, each of those things impacts everybody differently, but they know their relationship to it to make it controllable.
Does it matter if it's a
skinny margarita or if it's a margarita? Always a skinny margarita. So good. But that is, I think, you know, their mission with Wana. It's like all of a sudden you can start creating these like customizable experiences with cannabis.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about the flavors.
Yeah.
Okay. I've had a couple of them. I think some of our team here has had a couple of them.
Right.
Yeah.
Peach Bellini.
So good.
So
our top seller in the
state. Flavors?
Do what?
How did you come up with some of these flavors?
Oh my goodness. So you have a classic line and then you have a fast acting line, which we've referenced today. The fast acting line, you will see, are all cocktail inspired flavor names. So you have the limoncello, you have a peach Bellini, you have a pina colada, and the marketing message behind that product is the new happy hour.
Oh, I love that.
So happy hour, no longer do you have to go to a bar and have a drink and then you go way home 2 hours later. Now it can be a cannabis experience. So we want to give those cocktail inspired flavored names for that reason. The classic line is called a classic sour. And the first thing I say there is like, don't worry, it's not like a Sour Patch Kid. It's not going to kick those salivary glands and make you pucker up. It's like a really nice undernote, but it's always going to be a classic fruit flavor. So we've got watermelon as our hybrid, blueberry as our indica, and then a mango as our sativa product for the classic.
Wow. And I know that when we visited the store earlier, I heard the mango was a big hit as well.
The mango was the hit.
Yes.
Yeah,
I have the peach Bellini in front of me, and I've tried the limoncello and the watermelon, and they all are fantastic so far. So.
Oh, right. They're so good.
I've got two in front of me, and I'm going to try each one of these. The first one I've got in front of me, which is, I guess, the sour one, like you mentioned.
Yep, classic sour.
It's sour watermelon. It's labeled as Hybrid Enhance. And we're gonna read through some of these, you know, items. So it's a vegan. It's no high fructose corn syrup. It sounds fantastic.
So they're vegan. They're gluten free. Yes, they're melt proof up to 170 degrees.
Does that mean? Like, so let's say I keep them in my golf bag.
Yeah.
And my golf bag stays in the car.
Yeah. So I tell people, okay, your locked car is going to heat up more than it is outside. I'm not a scientist,
right.
But I know it's a lot stinking hotter in there, right? So you're going to be fine in Massachusetts. I cannot imagine we're going to have a day that thresholds over, what, maybe 190s?
Right.
Your car's not going to heat up beyond 170. If you're in Las Vegas, like in the middle of summer with your, I can't promise you it's not beyond 170. So
right.
You're good to go here.
Right. So I would imagine part of that is because, is it pectin-based?
It is pectin-based. That's what makes us vegan. And we also have over 30 to 40 terpenes reinfused into every skill.
So right away, as soon as you open it, it's like a typical calyx container.
Mm-hmm.
It's childproof.
And sometimes adult proof. We have to educate our customers on how to open them.
Mm-hmm. And right away you open it, the smell.
Yeah.
It's like intoxifying.
Mm-hmm. Wait till you come tour the facility one day. Those guys are doing an amazing job. You walk in and it's just like a wall of
you get punched in the face with the watermelon.
Yeah.
It's like you're slicing into a watermelon.
Totally.
And then it's just like all of a sudden, like, right in front of you in your face, you just get the center.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic.
Honestly, I'm not gonna lie, that flavor profile probably
so
out of all of them are
I
my
know.
Favorite. Yeah. So for me, it was like eating a Sour Patch watermelon kit, but with a little bit less sugar. Ironically enough,
yep.
as it is coated in sugar. But it's one of those things, and I told you earlier, when Courtney had brought me by some samples. I ate those on the way to a Woo Sox game. And ironically ate the whole entire container because they were so good. Yeah. So it's one of those flavor profiles that, you know, you didn't overdo it with and you didn't oversweeten it with, you know, it was one of those good ones. So
I
like that.
That's such the good thing with Luna. I will give them that too, is research and development is so important to their mission. There are products that are on the shelves today that underwent about 2 years of research and development.
Wow.
So even our Fast Asleep product, which is coming soon.
It's
just
like a lot. It's so delicious.
It's, mm-hmm. So imagine this though, in the research and development, you're asking people about texture, you're asking them about flavors, you're asking about effects and terpenes. So all of a sudden you can fine tune a flavor profile better because you care before it comes out versus it comes out and it's like, oh, that's too sweet. That's too this.
Right.
A lot of operators have to learn as they go.
Right.
Definitely got a very, crisp taste to, you know, that bite to the pectin on it.
Yeah.
So, like you said, it won't melt. It's really flavorful, though, with a watermelon. Wow, it overcomes the coffee scent of Indian smell on the floor.
Oh no, we have coffee on the floor.
He's looking at me because I literally just spilled coffee.
Yes,
all over the floor.
Yes.
So.
Coffee and cannabis should go
coffee
hand.
Coffee and cannabis.
Yes.
No, but in all honesty though, it does taste like you're biting into a watermelon. It really is delicious.
Yeah. Thank you. I'm so glad you feel that way.
And I'm not.
I agree.
Like you said, the sour component to it. I'm not so sure that. It's really that peppering of the
It's just a real subtle,
but it's not sweet, and that's it's sweet, but it's not overpowering like with that little bit of sour in with it. So that's why I personally really like them.
Right,
that overpowering with like the edibles, you know. If I want to eat 3 pieces at 5 milligrams, I don't want to eat 3 pieces of chocolate all the time. And, you know, I don't want to eat 3 pieces of a gelatin-based gummy all the time. I mean, I don't know. It's just different. It's definitely a different experience.
100%.
Eating them. So I think my next question for you is, when looking at your website, mm-hmm. I've learned a lot. One of my questions is, number one, you are America's most trusted edible. What makes you America's most trusted edible?
It's so interesting because we've always been number one selling edible in North America, right? And recently we were watching this evolution happen with some of the marketing message. And so you asked, kind of the script behind the language? And they said, you know what? Because our core value isn't selling products. Our core values, like enhancing somebody's life and making
right.
it better,
right.
that we're a trusted product you can come back to. And they're like, that's what we want to be known for.
But that's what people need to know.
Is
that you're not claiming to be, you know, and I think that this is in this space, there's a lot of things that can make you one of top three in different, you know, areas. And, you know, you can claim these. And that message behind that, it's not, you know, that we, you know, are proven. It's the concept of the ethics. It's about the meaning behind the brand. And I think that that's what a lot of people don't know, is that, you know, these sayings, they have a lot more meaning behind them.
Yes.
And I think that people need to know that because that's what makes you trust them.
That if you build, like from the beginning, she didn't take shortcuts. She being Nancy Whiteman. If people were using gelatin, she said, just because everybody else is doing that, I'm not going to do that. I want high quality products and ingredients that I would want to take myself. And I lost my own train of thought with that entirely. I'm sorry.
But how her vision carries through to what you're doing currently.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I got on a tangent. But that's the fun thing with this brand, right, is you can go on these tangents.
Absolutely.
But it came back to it exactly that. Mm-hmm. Like, from the beginning, it's like, do the right thing. Focus on your sandbox. We were talking about this earlier.
Yeah.
You just, like, do you. You do it better. And you work for feedback. And you evolve. And beyond that, the good stuff's going to show up.
Yep.
You're going to be the most trusted. You're going to be the top sales, but you don't have to say that. You're going to be the favorite dispensary where somebody walks into because that's what makes them feel good.
Right,
that's
right.
What
it's
you want.
Motive.
Yep.
That's it.
Yep.
It's a consumer, it's a motive, it's a meaning, it's a quality.
Well,
100%.
So we built our brand on finding high quality, you know, brands that we feel we can connect with. And, you know, finding them is, I feel like, a challenge, you know, and but it's still only part of the battle.
Yes.
Because finding them, bringing them to market, telling their story, those are all components of it, because there's so many new brands out there. every day. And I tell people this all the time. Just because a brand is craft or small doesn't necessarily mean that it's a high quality brand.
Yeah.
Right.
And it's a tough pill to swallow sometimes.
Yes.
And you know, we pride ourselves on really trying to find brands and items and you know, that our customers are going to want, are
yeah.
going to deem high quality, are going
That's
to
it.
Deem in demand. And time again, brands like this one, you know, want to definitely come to the top because
mm-hmm.
of the consistency, because of the dosing, because of the flavor, the simplicity, you know.
The honesty.
Yeah.
You know, it's,
yep.
it's you say you're fast acting, and I was telling Courtney earlier, you know, one of my close relatives tried one of the fast acting hybrids, and she only uses it for sleep, but she tried it during the daytime, and she had a great day ahead of her, and she said, you know, yeah, this is fast acting. So I think, you know, when I talk about transparency in the market, I think that's, it's more honesty. It's more honesty of what your product will do and what the outcome effects are going to be. And it's not, you know, lying to the consumer, because a lot of these companies do truly lie, you know, and
right.
they say we are what we are and it's going to get that sale, you know, but
they have
you
nothing
guys look
backing
at,
that.
Right. It's about the actual proof in the pudding,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's, you proved
yeah.
it.
That's it. Because this industry can become an echo chamber. Right? If somebody does one thing and then everybody else copies it really quick, but they don't do the testing and they don't really know what the research is behind it, but they're like, I think that works, and so let's do it. And so to do things different, it's fun. You're not always first to market, but you get to figure out what really works. And can I say it's a salesperson's dream in that perspective, because I can match people with effects almost every day.
Right.
And it can just become, it's this lifestyle that's built to enhance your life. And enhancing your life is very different than me enhancing my life.
Mm-hmm.
It's very different than it is
that's
for
right.
you.
Yep.
My mother-in-law wants to paint in the woods, right?
Mm-hmm.
And just get lost in her art and stay focused.
Mm-hmm.
My husband has trouble staying asleep through the night. All he wants is a quality night's sleep
mm-hmm.
and like to bring him to a balanced level during the day. And for me, it's just, I have to unwind. I have to take a deep breath. We were
mm-hmm.
all sitting here together and I was like, oh my God, that first deep breath at the end of a long day.
Yeah. Yeah.
When you can finally, hopefully you find it, but like let it go.
Right.
And that's what cannabis is for me. It's like, just stop being so
technical.
Yeah.
It's
just
quality
transaction
of
the day.
Yeah. It's quality of life.
Yeah.
You know, and it's, you know, we obviously have our clients that are looking for, you know, that good intoxication that may not be alcohol, whatever the case may be, but there's also those people that just want to improve their quality of life in a different aspect, you know, and that is different for everyone. And
right.
I think that cannabis needs to be looked at it that way, where we can fine tweak it.
Right.
It's not just to get high. You know,
well,
there's ways to go around this too.
Let me put it this way. You know, jokingly, we buy these cups, gifts,
mm-hmm.
gads, whatever, for friends that are like a wine glass in disguise of like a coffee mug.
Yeah.
You know, so you can bring it to soccer practice.
Yeah.
Right.
And make it look like you're having a glass of wine. But at the end of the day, you know, let's be honest, I mean, I wouldn't mind having a glass of wine or something out there sometimes, just relaxing, even if it is just watching kids playing soccer.
Absolutely.
With cannabis, though, it's like immediately frowned upon. Yet, what's the difference? Why can't you have a nice seltzer out there, a nice gummy out there?
Because it isn't,
you know, that's
normalized.
Yeah. But I mean,
but
I'll tell you,
we have to normalize it
right,
with
right.
products like this, right?
Right?
Where it becomes mainstream. That was literally the question I asked myself. Was I'd show up at these family events and everybody was drinking to get through the nature of the family event or just to have fun, right? And I was like, but that doesn't make me feel good. Like, I want to bring out cannabis. And my husband and I started, but there's a normalization that has to happen through trusted
yeah.
communities. So
yep.
I'm touching you.
Yeah.
And then they have to trust that the experience you gave them
right.
is as you said it would
be. Can
be
replicated, really.
Right.
Right.
And now all of a sudden they go, that felt good because I was led in the right direction.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody told me what I may or may not experience. They taught you the same way you had to learn how to do so many things. Somebody teaches you. We're just learning later in life.
It can be challenging,
right.
too, with cannabis because, you know, the experience that some of us may have had was probably, you know, smoking it or combusting it in some way, which
mm-hmm.
was very, you know, uncomfortable. It could have left some really bad effects that you
totally.
Maybe didn't want.
Right.
And now, like, newer edibles and newer ways of consuming, such as, like, you know, really are a new way to reintroduce those consumers to that, that can be a little bit more controlled, and in fact, some ways, much more easier to gauge as to when it's time. Like, you
absolutely.
Had to lunch, you know, or maybe you're right there, right where you want to be.
Yep, absolutely. That's exactly
but
it.
Again, that comes with the transparency of your bud tender or purveyor, or the person that you're working with, being honest, of being like, yeah, you know, I'm going to be honest. This is what, you know, this strain is intended to do. You may not experience that. You could experience the complete opposite. You may experience it this
yes.
time, but the next time with a different batch, potency of different cannabinoids or terpene levels, it might give you a different effect. And I think that that's where we lack in educating the consumer of being like, yeah, you're going to come in and I can sell you Blue Dream, which will give you, you know, this nice euphoria, like head high.
It was really good, by
and
the way.
Yeah, we smoked it earlier, and it was great for creativity. But guess what?
I mean, if we can just talk about that for
yes,
a while.
I'm there.
But
I'm locked in.
I could go home tomorrow and smoke it during the daytime, and
yeah.
because of the environment I'm in with a little bit more stress or something, I could have a massive panic attack.
Right.
And if that's not explained to the consumer, then they're going to look at us like we're not being honest or we're not being transparent.
Right.
And I think
right.
that... And this comes from lacking of taking time with the consumer and pushing them out the door and treating it like a fast food. We're not fast food. We're a medicated industry that will
mm-hmm.
give you effects on your body.
Yes.
Right.
So I love cannabis. I love to treat it as craft cannabis, just
mm-hmm.
like hops, different flavors
yes.
with beer. And we need to start treating it that way. And we need to start taking a little bit more seriously in this industry than where we are. So that's why
Absolutely.
I love with Juana. The first conversation
yeah.
we had with Courtney
mm-hmm.
was... the most breathtaking experience and kind of relief for me
it was
from wholesale.
It's like a breath of fresh
air.
It was. Yep.
The way
yep.
that you understand
yep.
it, though, and the way that we understand it is on the same level. And it's just, I want everyone to be
we
there.
We had, like, no questions for
no,
you after that. It
you
was
knocked
like,
us
you
on our
questions?
Feet.
We're
off
like,
feet.
Nope, we're good.
I was in the car,
you just,
that was awesome.
Yeah, I mean, just the rundown that you went over and how in-depth you went and how relatable you were, I think it put us all at ease and being able to connect that to the consumer,
yes.
I think it's just going to be huge. And it, like Alan was saying, it was a breath of a fresh air. It was just like, wow, we've never had a call like that.
Yeah, the whole evolution of the conversation, because you're still,
yeah.
you're so concerned on the education piece.
Sure.
And it was like,
yep.
I think we found that common denominator right
yep.
away. And
yep.
for you to go above and beyond with the customer experience, just like you're describing, where maybe it's not a particular strain with an effect, but like try this amount and it's going to take you here or there.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Listen to your body.
Mm-hmm.
See what your body's telling you.
Take
right.
note.
Take note of
like
how
literally.
It went. Like
yeah.
you would with a wine journal.
Yep.
And then let's, like, you can reassess, because it's, we were talking about it when we came in here today, pivot. Like life
yep.
is about
yep.
pivoting.
Pivot.
And you really have to pivot. You have to find your drink of choice, your coffee
yep.
of choice, your cannabis of choice.
Yep. Absolutely.
When you want it, how you want it.
Yep.
All right. I want to ask you, Courtney,
yeah.
as I stalk your website.
There's good stuff there.
What new products are going to be coming to the mass market, if there are any? Because I
Ooh.
Have seen Optimals, I've seen, you know, live products, and all gummy form. So
that's
tell me, is there anything that we can spice up the market with and drop to our consumers to be expecting?
Oh my gosh, yes. So we have 6 SKUs in Massachusetts right now, 3 fast acting and 3 classic. We are going to add 8 more products
wow.
in the next 3 to 4 months.
Ooh.
So
right,
it's
going
to get
real. Yeah, perfect.
It's really fun. We have our Fast Asleep product coming to market, which is a mix of THC, CBG, CBD, CBN, 1 milligram of melatonin, and it's been tested for over 2 years, you guys. Like, this stuff is bar none. If you had fun on the last education, just wait. Buckle
oh,
your seatbelt. We have 3 more fast-acting flavors, because it
Ooh.
Is the number one fast-acting, like, growing on a metric of really,
right.
really good things.
What's
right?
the flavor again?
So the new flavors are going to be a 1-to-1 strawberry margarita, and then we have an Island Punch Indica, which will be the Pina Colada sister. Those are your 2 Indica profiles. And then we'll have a Massachusetts Sunrise Sativa
yes.
from Massachusetts Groves. And that
I
will sit
like
right,
that.
Right next to the Peach Bellini as a different sativa flavor option.
So,
I love that.
Yeah.
Let's
yeah.
talk about those flavors.
Yeah,
that's exciting.
The Massachusetts one.
Uh-huh.
What's that going to be like?
So that is an orange cherry from what I
Ooh.
Gather. I'm
Ooh.
Still learning this with you, right?
Yeah.
But orange cherry. So I think that'll cater to a good...
Love it.
It will cater to me.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
It
oh, it's taken off a tequila sunrise. Duh.
Yeah.
Oh, but
yep.
you can but you can't say tequila, which is why it turns into they have like a Colorado sunrise,
yep.
a Nevada sunrise, I love it because it speaks to the local audience, and people love Massachusetts. Like,
yeah, we're proud
branded. Yeah, dude. So you got to brand the product and get people stoked and have kind of be a souvenir.
We just had this conversation the other day. You know, you can throw out some pretty crazy freaking names on strains or products, and if it has something to do with Massachusetts, 9 times out of 10, I could sell that on the floor faster than I could sell a Blue Dream or something else.
Yeah. So when are those new flavors coming to market?
So our Fast Asleep will come in June. Our new fast acting flavors will be in July, and then we have a ratio lineup coming early fall.
So just in time for the summer, you're gonna get a little, a couple of fresh summer.
That's exciting.
I know, and we're gonna be on the Wanna Quick tour this summer, so we'll be doing like installation days, where we're like hanging out and giving stuff out and just being part of the community.
We're gonna crack open real quick this other flavor here, which
wrapping up on a flavor.
Limoncello.
Oh, so I'm not gonna lie, Courtney dropped me off those limoncellos last week.
Right away, you get lemon.
I gave you pina colada.
Oh, it was pina colada.
Mm-hmm. Are you liking it?
It's like biting.
Isn't that yummy?
It's like biting. Yeah.
When I ate that limoncello, it was one of those things where I almost wanted to throw it in the bottom of a couple limoncello bottles in the basement to kind of add a little twist of sweetness with a little THC and kind of let it sit. But I was gonna pick your mind about that
double
later, because I wasn't sure how that would go.
I'll have to ask.
But it's fantastic. It really, truly, like I said, these flavor profiles, you didn't overdo it. You didn't tackle it too hard. They just are the right amount.
Awesome.
You know, so I think that's, you guys hit the market.
Mouth-watering is a good way to put it.
Yeah.
They really do make your mouth
water. I say it satiates like the sweet thing, right? Because sometimes you just want something sweet, but it has such a good flavor that it like kind of scratches the itch. Like, is that the right way to say it? Just scratch.
Yeah. Right. Well, especially the sour. But that's the thing. Like with the sour, it's a perfect balance for me. I love anything sour to begin with. That's like my sweet tooth candy go-to.
Yeah.
But with that being said, that's like a perfect, where it's not like not sour enough. It's like it hits that note that you need to just like
really
sweep up that
stinking good.
Yeah.
It's really stinking good.
Yeah.
So you gotta try them.
So
that
if
would
you,
be a new name of like a new flavor coming out.
Stinking good.
Stinking good.
So,
but it doesn't stink. I promise.
Real quick, if you've never ever had an edible or a gummy before, and you like fruit, and you like that sweetness of a gummy, what is the first one you would recommend?
So if you like fruit, we're going to get a fruity flavor out of all of them.
Yeah.
So that would scratch that box for me. So then I would ask you, what's your typical, how does your body typically run? Like, do you run somewhat lower energy or higher energy? And where do you want to take yourself?
Okay. So let's say most people, I would imagine most people are looking to relax, you know?
Yeah.
And so what's one flavor that you would say, you know, you got to try this. It's going to help you just unwind at the end of the day.
So that's my go-to. And I would recommend a fast-acting pina colada.
Okay.
Because usually you want to relax pretty quickly when you know you're ready to and you've made the decision, right?
What would you pair it with?
So what would I pair the pina colada with? If I really was struggling, I would use our pina colada fast acting indica and our classic blueberry indica kind of hand in hand as the two relaxing pieces. So are we trying to like go off and into sleep? You know, do you want it lasting with you? Is it earlier in the day and I need it to last longer? So I can take this conversation in like a super customized route,
like, I guess
right?
The way I would say is, I would, like, at the end of the night, I would personally, like, if you were telling me, like, have one of these, I would have one of those with, like, I love seltzers, just plain seltzers, no sugar, nothing else.
Oh, my gosh, yes, absolutely.
So, like, I would, you know, probably sit there and maybe nibble on this and have, like, a sip of seltzer where it's not any sugar, it's not any alcohol, it's just literally you're just sipping on it while biting on, you know, one of these.
100%.
So, what,
then
like,
you're ready for, like, nannies. You're ready for
and then,
I know.
I'm going to sleep so sound.
Yep.
So, the peanut
The polars, like, I love those, like, the, you know, the really unique flavor. Like, I have one right now. It's like a blueberry lemonade, and it's no sugar. It's just real simple, just a little bit of like natural flavor, a little you know, zest to the CO2, it's just great. So I would imagine like taking nibbles out of this thing, like over like a couple.
Yes.
you know, until it's gone.
Yes.
With the pina colada flavor to it, which provides all the sugar I need,
It scratches the surface of I'm trying to relax and can become a replacement now, right? For a glass of wine, just like you said. Lower calories.
Super
it doesn't
relaxed
with you.
After taking that.
Yeah.
I can't even work these buttons. So
beautiful. Here you go. Here's some buttons.
So the pina colada seems like a really good flavor for that.
Yes.
And like you said, if you're having it like a fast dose, I got to figure, you know, by the time you finish a can of seltzer or even if it's just like a glass of wine, like I love Sauvignon Blanc. It's one of my favorite, you know, wines. The Marlboro, you know, from New Zealand is my favorite. So I imagine like nibbling on this, you know, this pina colada while I'm, you know, sipping on some of this, you know, Sauvignon Blanc. So like something like that, I would imagine is probably like very well paired to that because it's got that tropical fruit and like that zest of the lemon and like that juicy flavor to it. So,
totally.
You know, and within, you know, 20 minutes of having this edible, you should start feeling some of the effects of it to know, hey, maybe I want another one.
Absolutely.
Or, you know,
you feel like a lightness in your head and your cheeks kind of lighten up. Like it just kind of works your way through. So I always tell people, like, just pay attention to like your head just jiving first. And you're like, whoa, what's happening right now? And then it just kind of continues to work its way through.
You know,
we didn't talk about the technology behind it, but that's okay.
I feel like that's, honestly, we might need to have a whole other podcast work.
Yeah.
That's the way that you explain it. I mean,
and it's so important.
It's super important. But with that being said, I guess my last question I want to ask you. So you mentioned earlier, you know, the pairings and taking like the pina colada first and then like the blueberry after. So say someone wants to fall asleep and stay asleep, they have problems with both. Could they take the fast acting and then the like the longer action so that they can get asleep and stay asleep?
100%.
Okay.
So then I just depend on doses. Can we do a full pina colada and a full blueberry? Maybe multiple, maybe a half of each.
Right.
But then it's just dosing. But yes, fast asleep to kick right in, blueberry to carry you through.
I love that. I've heard a lot of good feedback about blueberry, so that'll be my next try.
Aaron's yelling at us.
We
gotta wrap it up.
I'm getting the cranky face.
It's Aaron's edible face. It's okay.
Howdy face over here.
She's
so
relaxed.
She's giving me like the tea, like the end it.
Your time has come to an end.
Okay, I just want to say this
is like the
really
Jeopardy
hard
song.
To work. Like when
we've got to give Aaron a big shout out on here because right now, if you can actually hear me,
she keeps us from booming.
No, your boom was good.
If you can actually hear what I'm saying,
boom, you gotta watch out for it. Did you see the smoke cloud? He blew his face earlier.
Because Aaron can't figure out my microphone, but if you can hear me,
I can't figure out.
If you can hear me in this world, Earth,
we can hear you. We got you.
I want to give Erin a big shout out.
Wait,
she's done a great job.
I think oh no, that's me. Keep talking.
I wanted to give you a big shout out. I think you've done a great job over there.
We can hear
seriously.
You. Yes.
Yeah.
Erin, I hope you know we're clapping for you.
Yes. She's a podcast
miracle
worker.
Like, seriously, there's so many little knobs on that thing that you're turning.
Yeah.
I don't even know what's
going
on.
Like DJing.
It's like, well, it is.
Like,
I mean, it's a really good setup. And so you're keeping up with the whole setup.
It's like
setup.
Driving an 18-wheeler.
Seriously.
Like,
I had no idea.
It's awesome.
It's kind of fun.
I'm so fixated on these, like, buttons that I don't even know what's going on with the
season. You've done a hell of a job. And
it's been beautiful.
I got to tell you, we've got to give you a lot of credit for it. So
we're going to edit this part out. Folks.
No, maybe
no,
maybe
no,
not.
No,
probably
no.
Not.
No, you got to keep it.
No.
What is it, Chris? Chris, don't edit this out.
Yeah, Chris, leave this on then.
Well, I just want to say it's always fun to come down to the Summit Lounge in Worcester, Mass, where it's like good vibes, music's playing. They have awesome milkshakes, excellent
the
coffee,
best milkshakes,
which I think we just ran out of. And it's just good vibes. So this is where we record our podcast down at the Summit Lounge on Wednesday nights, usually every other Wednesday night. So hop in, say hello. And
come check it out.
Yeah.
You guys do an incredible job here. Like,
yeah.
This is fun, and you're connecting to the community. So thank you for helping spread the good word, because it takes a village.
Yeah.
Tonight we were very fortunate to have our guests here. And I'm not even going to try to pronounce her last name again because I already forgot.
Eater.
So
you're good.
Wow, you're good. I was going to say eight.
Listen, me and Courtney talked for an hour at my house with the dogs.
Yeah.
I know.
We got this.
But
Thank you so much.
I'm just sitting here working the knob, so.
Thank you so much for coming out here today, Courtney. We were very fortunate to have you. We got to learn a lot about you, a lot about
Aaron's falling off the grid, dude. She's like, I'm done moving the buttons, guys.
I think you're still there. Just talk
really loud.
No, I definitely.
There you are. I can hear you.
I know.
Oh, I boomed again.
Can you hear him?
I can hear him.
Yeah.
I can hear you now.
I wanted to reiterate what I said earlier, which was that I wanted to give thanks to Courtney for taking her time out of her day to come out and meet with us, educate us on your background, where you've been, which really lends a lot of insight to why we're firm believers and, you know, bringing on brands that you know, we believe in, and you're the reason for that. We stand behind those, and so it's exciting to hear your story. It's exciting to hear where you've been and where you're going, really. And we're excited to be a part of it. And I just wanted to make sure we take some time to thank you for that. You know, thank you for having me here with us.
Thank you. It's been an honor and fun. Most important.
So good day.
Absolutely. And you know, to go off of that a little bit, you know. You took a long drive out here. It's definitely not, you know, one of those you're around the areas. So I appreciate that on top of it. But I do mostly appreciate the transparency you have, the way that you come into this industry. You sold us immediately on the first meeting, I think. So it's just one of those things. We can't thank you enough for being one of those people.
Thank you. Oh, you're gonna make me tear. But we're gonna puff instead.
Yes, we are.
Puff instead, that's right.
Well, yes.
Oh, cheers. Thank you so much.
Well, to be continued.
This is fun.
Somebody sign off.
Sign off.
I'm getting the sign off look from the MC. All right. Well, I wanted to thank everybody for joining us on another episode of The Discerning Eye here.
Yes.
We were very fortunate enough to be joined by our member from WANA, Courtney. And we have our traditional guests here today. We've got Brianna, we've got Aaron.
Yep.
Aaron's been manning the
DJing,
podcasting,
whatever I'm doing.
MCing, I think was supposed to be.
She just
MC.
Added something new to her title.
I did.
Which is fantastic.
We're resume building this week, baby.
It's out of this world right now.
I'm
going to
let everybody sign themselves off because I'm not good at it, so go ahead.
All right, guys, thanks for listening to The Discerning Eye. I'm Aaron Luna.
I'm Brianna Grignon.
Ooh, and this is Courtney Eater.
All right.
I love it.
Thank you very much, everyone.
Thanks, guys.
We'll hear from you next time.
Thank you for listening to the Discerning Eye podcast with Alan Villatoro, Aaron Luna, and Brianna Grignon of Discerned Cannabis Purveyors. Stay tuned for more podcasts and keep up to date with Discerned Cannabis Purveyors by visiting their website at discernedcannabis.com. That's DISCERND cannabis.com.